Hey folks, it's about 2:34 a.m. on Monday, the 18th of January, 2016, and this is the Hidden Node. So, it's been a weird weekend, feeling kind of sick, feeling kind of blah. Yeah, the usual. Now, truth be told, Patty got kind of sick this weekend, so it's had a little bit of impact in terms of, you know, expectations for the last 2 days. I originally was going to kind of limit these to, you know, Monday through Friday night recordings. But yesterday was kind of a, you know, a nice little bonus episode between me and Dakota. Kind of a rehash of our midnight to one sessions from about 2 or 3 years ago. And, yeah, it was kind of fun to get that in. Sorry about the back half of that audio, though. Dakota's fixed that, so next time we do one of those, it should sound better. But it's got me thinking in terms of, you know, expectations for this show and whatnot. I will continue to give, you know, writing updates and things like that, talk about my things like this. But I think I will try to do at least one or two episodes a week with somebody else. I don't know. I have a lot of fun just kind of playing off my friends in terms of what I expect the sessions to be. And, you know, that was fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And because there's going to be more. Simple as that. So, anything big to talk about? No writing this weekend. I have a little bit of a problem with that. I need to kind of cross over and deal with. You see, I have an issue with the concept of working on a weekend. I know I should, I know I need to, but it comes from a previous resentment I had with one of my previous employers, in that I always kind of resented that employer's mindset that once a month we had to work from home, or not work from work a Saturday, and usually it was the last Saturday of the month or the first Saturday of the month, depending on when Friday fell, which more often than not caused problems in terms of scheduling, in terms of holidays. You know, it's a weird thing for a company, to me, that they try to set everything on a month-to-month basis, and there's so many holidays that's either at the very beginning or the very end of months. And it's weird that, at least the companies in my experience I've been with, have planned their, you know, what they consider their reporting period to be month-to-month, and it's starting on the 1st to the 30th. To me, that seems like a bad idea, because you're competing against culture, you're competing against what people do on a normal basis. You know, yeah, granted, I understand you make certain sacrifices for jobs and business, but it just seems weird that you would focus on that end of month concept. Because, I mean, what do you have in the US? You have New Year's and Christmas right around the same time in December. You have Thanksgiving at the end of November. You have Halloween at the end of October. You know, you have 4th of July at the beginning of July. So, if, you know, the Friday is then. It's especially those last 3 months, you're really competing against things that are especially very family-focused. So, you end up having this kind of sacrifice by people who have families, or people who don't have families not being able to get the time because they're making sacrifices for people with families. Why not make it to where, I don't know, the second week of the month is the week that you report? You'll hit less holidays, less cultural kind of milestones, I think. But then again, my mind is for creativity and less for corporate logic, which has always eluded me. So, playing back into work, writing on Saturdays and Sundays. So, in my mindset, I've always treated those days as holidays and resented the days I had to work, and holidays as days off, you know, as the recoup days. But the problem with that is that it shouldn't be. One, with the whole writing career thing, when I'm making, you know, my assumptions in terms of days, I'm thinking in terms of actual work days being 7 days a week. And maybe that's a mistake on my part, because granted, you do need some sort of days of rest, so maybe me calculating, you know, how many days I need to write a book, including those 7 days, isn't a realistically feasible thing to do, because there's a couple of factors, and that was an incredible run-on sentence. Let me refocus. Okay. There are two major factors in terms of me working on the weekend. One, my mindset in terms of what the weekend is. Two, Patty's mindset on what the weekend is. To Patty, she works 5 days a week at her corporate job. And so her Saturday and her Sunday, those are her days off. Those are her time to recoup her energy, recoup her time, and to recoup time with me. Granted, me and her get time together every evening, but she's very much a morning person, and I'm not. You know, it's like the fact that I'm awake right now at 2, and she's been in bed since 8. So, you know, these are 6 hours that I'm awake doing things, and she's just out. You know, which also means that in the morning, me and her don't connect like we used to. When I was doing the day job, I would be up at 6 a.m. and commuting to work with her. Now we're not. Now she's flying solo and I'm doing my thing, you know, waking up at 10. And so I'm having a tough time fighting against my natural rhythms that I have had previously, where I worked in the morning, I played in the evening, and then I went to sleep. And that's hitting the weekend, because I play on the weekends, I work during the weekdays. In both cases, I need to fight that schedule to keep from letting the relaxation time overtake the work time I need. Because, frankly, right now, you know, before the podcast, I should have been spending more time writing. I should have been spending some of that time between the time she went to bed at 8 to, you know, now 2, 3 a.m. working on projects, working on things I need to develop. And that brings us back to the weekend, in that I can't really spend the weekend time working on the writing, because I need to give that time to her for our relationship's sake. Now, I understand with writing, with making writing goals, there are sacrifices you have to make, and that's understandable, and she understands that. But that is not a sacrifice we are at a point where I need to make right now. Right now, I need to be focusing on her. So mentally telling myself, well, you have to work on a Saturday and a Sunday, and then not doing it week over week because I want to spend time with her, that's hurtful in terms of my development plan, because I'm setting expectations I know I'm not going to meet. So that's one factor, and that pretty much is a good enough factor to put a nail in the coffin. The other factor is my own relaxation time. Saturdays in the afternoon is when I run a D&D campaign, which is a fun little thing I do. I don't record it because, one, I don't think it's an appropriate group for it. Let's just say some of the language isn't exactly friendly. In that, I don't mind a little bit of cursing or swearing in a campaign, or, you know, so, or a podcast recording. Hell, go listen to Hidden Grid, you'll see what I mean. But there's certain type of language that can be tolerated when you're talking privately with people, but when you're recording and putting something out publicly is kind of not really cool to put out there. So Yeah, this group is a nice group. It's got my brother and a couple of friends. But it would not be a group I would want to record a full podcast with. Just so. So that's, I know, something I'm going to do every Saturday. Which means I know I'm probably not going to write that day, because any writing time I spend that day is going to be for the podcast. Well, not podcast, the D&D game. Do you see my dilemma? I see my dilemma. So where do we go from here? Well, realistically, I need to revisit the Excel spreadsheet I use to track my project, and frankly, just pull out the weekend days. They're not going to happen. It's not that I don't want to. It's just that realistically, in terms of my expectations of what the weekend is right now, they're not going to happen. If I do get bonus words in there, that's fantastic, that's great. But I think expecting me to do it with the time I spend with Patty and the time I spend with myself, you know, working on just pure recreation, I just think for my own sanity's sake, I need to pull that off. So I'm going to do that. Remind me to, and this is more me talking to myself, remind me to share the Excel spreadsheet with you guys, at least so you can see how I'm working on it. And hey, you know, if you want, you can, you know, set it to be your own thing too and play around. So, all right. I've spent the last 12 minutes kind of rambling in your ears, so I'm going to head off. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.